when Shukadeva Goswami was speaking about all the hellish planets, a great Vaishnava like Parikshit felt extreme compassion upon all the suffering souls and inquired from him on why the living entities in this world repeatedly commit sinful activities and have to reap the fruits of their action in life after life as well as in the hell. Why can't they dismiss all their sinful activities and surrender to the Supreme Lord Krishna? And he also said, even though people perform yajna, dana, tapa and many prayaschita, they repeatedly fall back to sinful activities. So at the time, Shukadeva Goswami, to test his disciple, presented the paths of karma, jnana, yoga and all that. And he said, if one performs yajna, dana, tapa and all, the sinful reactions can be nullified. But if one performs vimarshanam, which means awakening of knowledge about what is sin and what is the consequence of sin and why should one avoid it, by such vimarshanam, speculation after studying the shastra, then a person may come to the point of nullifying the reactions and he can also avoid indulging in sinful activities. But the old vasanas will not be removed. They will constantly impel him to again fall back to sinful activities sometime or other in future. And then finally, he presented the devotional service as the path, epitomized by the chanting of the holy name, which is a very famous verse. Kechit kevalaya bhaktya vasudeva parayanaha agham dunmanti kartsniena niharimiva bhaskaraha. What to speak of eradicating the sinful reactions, the sinful seeds, the sinful proclivity, and the root of all these things is ignorance, which is like a fog. And such a fog of ignorance is dissipated by the chanting of the holy name, which is like the rising sun in the sky. Now somebody may think, oh, it is as simple as that. Just chant the holy name and then all your ignorance and sinful propensity and sinful seeds and sinful reactions are all eradicated. No, it is not as easy as this. Because subsequently Shukadeva Goswami will say, na tata hi aghavan rajan puye tatapa adibihi yata krishna arpita prana tat purusha niveshaya. He says, na tata hi aghavan rajan. Aghavan means a sinner, one who has committed a lot of sins. Puyeta tapa adibihi, by performing tapasa, brahmacharyena, shamena, damena, tyagena, satya, shauchabhyam and all these things. Even if one does, one is able to eradicate sinful reactions and sinful seeds also, but one cannot remove the proclivity, propensity or vasanas. And then he says, yata krishna arpita prana. If you find a devotee of the Lord who is completely, wholeheartedly devoted to service of Krishna, Krishna arpita prana. Prana, he has given his life and soul to Krishna. Tat purusha nishevaya, he is saying. One should faithfully render service to the devotee. By that, one can eradicate even the very ignorance, which is the root of everything else, he says. So therefore, even though we may have the chanting of the holy name, if the chanting of the holy name is not received in Guru Parampara, and if it does not lead us to surrendering submissively and rendering service to a great Vaishnava, there is no scope of even the holy name purifying us. Like one devotee had a book, Madhurya Kadambani, in his locker. He purchased it from Vrindavan. He went through it, flipped through it, maybe 10-20 pages. Didn't make any difference to him. Later on, one sannyasi gave a seminar on the whole book. When he attended that, it had a big impact on him. Then he went back and opened the book. Now the book made more sense to him. So in the same manner, the holy name is like that only. We may have the holy name and we may chant it very carelessly because we have not yet become positively affected by a Vaishnava devotee. But if a Vaishnava devotee is surrendered to Krishna, his love for Krishna, his dedication to Krishna, his commitment to Krishna, his wholehearted surrender to Krishna, if that affects us, then we will take the holy name very seriously. And holy name chanted with that consciousness is purifying. So purifying that even the very root of all these sins and sinful reactions, which is ignorance, will be eradicated. So therefore the utterance of the quality of the holy name is very much stressed and very much given importance because of that. If you really want to cleanse the heart completely, Harinam Prabhu ki.